This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
Hi, this is Johnny. I'm done with Star Wars.
Okay, why are you done with Star Wars?
I don't know.
This is not the topic of today's podcast, but why are you done with Star Wars?
Because I'm going to be cool like that.
You're just anti-Star Wars now?
Anti-Star Wars. All Star Trek, all the time.
All Downton Abbey?
Downton Abbey. Yeah,
you're gonna
cosplay Downton Abbey.
You're gonna go to Celebration.
Should I cosplay as Maggie Smith? Dies in a car.
Legion.
Yes, like totally. But I'm cosplaying him as the dead version of him from the car
with his
accident.
Like tongue kind of hanging out and his eyes
exactly.
Wide open.
His
and
eyes
half
were
his
like,
head crushed.
Yeah. Yes, that they showed.
What
that
was his
too.
Name? Matthew.
Matthew.
Yeah, Dan Stevens.
He was the MacGuffin, and then they killed the MacGuffin.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are we even recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Why do I not see bars moving and stuff like that?
There, are you happy?
Yes.
Now you see bars moving, Johnny.
It's like Star Trek. You got to have stuff moving across the screen.
Do I need to get the little like boom, beep, boom, 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 like sound
like
effect
background?
In here so
I can,
you can?
I can get you the CD that's got that.
So you can hear the background noise, yeah. Like.
Yeah, and then every so often.
All right, now you're gonna get like a Bluetooth speaker. Just hide that in here, aren't you? And drive me insane.
That's literally on one of the soundtracks. Like the last 23
really?
Tracks are all just sound effects. I think it was Star Trek Generations.
That's kind of cool. I'm not gonna.
So it's like all like first it's a 10 minute just on the bridge. So you hear the engines in the background. That shows up pretty good.
Oh yeah, look at that.
And then like the what was the thing that they got stuck in Generations? That Kirk got stuck in?
Oh, the rift.
Was it?
Or the ribbon rift. Or
the Nexus.
The time swirl.
The Nexus. It was the Nexus. And that literally is one of the sound effects tracks.
No, no, no.
And it's loud to the point that it like sounds like it's going to blow speakers
yeah.
out.
The Nexus was a heel faction in WWE back in the day.
The Nexus is
a hair thing.
Wasn't
yeah.
it eyeglasses at one point?
Yeah,
too?
Something.
But yeah, it's a shampoo.
Yeah, Nexus is a shampoo.
Yeah,
but that's two X's.
Oh.
So
Nexus.
Nexus.
What was
that second,
wrestling? Who was Nexus?
It was like when they did the first. Wow, this is so off topic. It was
today's show is going to be off topic.
Yeah, well, it was the first NXT.
Let's go for a ride on the off topic train because we haven't done that in a while.
Do we just want to throw out like what I put together? Let's just because like I don't think there's a lot to talk about here.
It might just be.
We'll
something
just finish
that comes
this
up.
At the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at the end of the episode. We're going to talk about TV shows who have overstayed their welcome. And we're going to talk about Heroes. But back to the Nexus.
But since we haven't watched much of Heroes.
Well, I watched it all. I watched it recently,
shame
too.
Shame on you.
Exactly. So it was when they did the original NXT like thing during WWE.
Okay.
And it was like Daniel Bryan and Wade
Barrett.
So there
Barrett was a team that
later.
Was next to us?
Kind of. And so it was all the rookies. Got
yeah.
together and there were like eight of them. Ryback was in there. He was Skip Sheffield at the time.
You know, I don't know who most.
Well,
of these
I know,
are,
but
right?
So they came and they showed up
a
on
a show that ran too long. WWE wrestling.
It's on like, I think Raw's on like 1300 or 1400 episodes at this
yeah.
point.
Is SmackDown still around?
Oh yes, okay. It's SmackDown's
the
over
Rock
1000.
Show? The Rock
yeah, the
show
Rock,
still around.
Yeah, so SmackDown Hotel. But they all showed up and they like jumped up on the ring and they beat the crap out of John Cena and like tore the ring down and were beating up the ring announcer. Like, you know, and then they just kind of were a wave of terror for like a month. And then
next us.
Yeah. Nexus. No T.
Oh, they were Nexus.
Because NXT.
This is Nexus.
Is, you know, next. Whereas like NXT is its own like brand now with
yeah.
WWE. And it's actually my favorite one to watch. Anyway.
Well, it's its own brand like
It's
like any of them, The Nation or
No. It's its own like wrestling show. It's like WWE's indie show.
Oh, so it's like it's like SmackDown is up not as good.
It's better. So it's like
don't tell The Rock that.
It's like the guys who aren't ready for the main roster, but
So it's
their indie,
ECW.
Developmental.
It's
no, it's like the Ohio Valley. Remember Ohio Valley Wrestling?
The one that was the Raven
that was their feeder center. Yeah, so it's like that. It's just now.
But
it's,
I mean,
like Florida.
WCW was the lower tier wrestlers who eventually went to WWF.
So yeah, until WCW became its own thing.
Blew up.
Right.
Yeah. But like originally WCW was like, you know,
hold on. Are we going to talk about wrestling for the next half hour? Because I'm all in on this, by the way, because I don't think you understand how much wrestling I've been watching
lately.
I know.
I fall down the rabbit hole once in a while, but I don't watch the shows. Right?
So,
is WWE Network a free service? Or
no,
do you pay for
it? Well, Angel pays for it, but it's $9.99 a month.
Oh, it's $9.99 a month.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
But you can do like so WrestleMania.
I already watch enough shit.
WrestleMania
shit.
Is not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
Right.
Just sign up for the free trial. You get like 30 days free and watch WrestleMania, you can catch up and watch a bunch of this stuff. So
yeah. I would
just
go back and watch like old.
I've been going down like YouTube rabbit holes of like indie wrestling and New Japan.
Oh, okay.
And
you're watching like the crazy
freaking
stuff.
Defiant wrestling over in England, like
see,
the British strong style stuff.
I get on YouTube holes where it's like the mystery things. There's a YouTube channel called Top Fives.
Okay.
Where he does like top five weirdness.
All right.
So it's like it could be, you know, people disappearing or people seeing aliens or cryptids or whatever. And that he's a British guy.
Okay.
And his voice is very
monotone,
very calm, very monotone.
As I walk
when he takes it up a notch, you're like, you know that he's like,
he's on edge.
He's like, oh yeah. Cause he says that sometimes when he like is like setting up the thing, they're recording that and doing the research and then he'll start recording and kind of freaks himself out.
Cool.
I'm like, okay, cool.
Interesting. So that, and I watch a lot of woodworking videos.
Okay.
So I like, what's it called? Modern Builds. Pneumatic Addict. She's good.
Well,
Rachel
lately
Metz.
You've been watching Farscape again, haven't you?
I have been watching Farscape again. So. Yeah. But I'm limited to 2 episodes a day.
Oh, okay.
So I don't just
plow through it.
The plow through 5 seasons or 4. Wow, that was a slip. 4 seasons of Farscape.
4.
God damn sci-fi. So
and a mini series.
Yeah,
a movie, whatever.
I try to pretend like the
would
mini
that be considered
series didn't
a
happen.
Mini series or a movie?
It was 3, so I think it's a mini
3 2-hour episodes. Yeah. So it is a mini series.
It's like Dune.
Dune the miniseries?
Yeah, Dune the sci-fi miniseries.
I never refer to any other miniseries as it's like Dune. It's more like it's like V.
There you go.
Yeah, because V is the seminal miniseries to me.
The sequel
Roots?
Series to V is on
what, The Final Battle?
Prime. No, the one that
the
was
TV
on ABC.
Series?
Yeah.
Oh, that.
The one with Alan Tudyk and Marina Bacchina. So
Baccaran.
Whatever. Bacharach.
Wow. She'll be here.
Yeah.
She's going to be at the expo with her husband.
Yeah. What's his name? The dude from the OC.
Yeah. He played Gordon on Gotham.
Is he on Gotham?
Yeah. He plays Gordon on Gotham. That's where he met her.
Hey.
Because she plays Leslie.
Okay. I don't think I ever made it to her showing up.
Yeah.
So.
Leslie, the nurse that was supposed to be the one that helped Bruce.
Leslie Tompkins.
And, yeah. Leslie Tompkins. I'm pretty sure that's who she played.
Oh, I watched the first 3 episodes.
I think I watched the whole first season.
And I tapped out.
Now that it's ending, I'll probably watch the whole thing.
I just could not buy into a series. This is a random episode, by the way, people. I could not buy into a series of Batman where the villains started showing up when he was a little kid and think he would be
aged
at all effective by the time he was old enough to stop crime.
Well, you know who's teaching him?
This Alfred.
Alfred.
Yeah, Jeff
because
tells
Alfred's
me all
like
about
it. A military.
Yeah, they took the Jeff Johns Earth One version of Alfred.
I think like every version of Alfred's been that.
But
Alfred,
I mean, like the hardcore
like
military.
Hardcore
yeah,
military.
He was like former like British secret whatever special services or whatever it's called. But yeah,
he'd be cool to get. That's a Doctor Who son right there.
Oh, the guy that was Alfred?
Yeah.
On was, Gotham?
Sean Pertwee is John Pertwee's son.
Yeah.
And he was in Event Horizon, too. So,
ooh, yeah, I love Event Horizon.
Get him, Cincinnati Expo, just so I can get an Event Horizon autograph.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Event Horizon.
Did I ever tell you
that's
my event?
That's one, you know, Horror Hound's another convention that's based out of Cincinnati. Yeah. Like, the guys are from Cincinnati. That's one that they should do a reunion of.
Ooh, I'd actually go to that Horror Hound.
I'm gonna tweet them that. I'm gonna send that to Nathan, because the one they just did in Cincinnati was an Addams Family reunion.
Oh, that's cool.
And they had Christina Ricci and they had Christopher Lloyd. They had the kid who played Pugsley, and Lurch, Carl Stricken.
Cool.
Yeah. That show's like blown up. Like,
I think I've told you my Event Horizon story, right? About the old lady with her grandkids.
Oh, they brought them in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just kind of warned her, and yeah, she was like, it's a spaceship movie. It's for kids.
Yeah, spaceship movies are for kids.
And then it was that first scene where she kills herself in the bathtub, mm-hmm, and like they hightailed it out of there. Yep. And it's like, we told you so. We tried to warn you. Now your kids got to watch some naked lady bleed out.
I forgot when I see that. When I didn't see it in the theater, but I forget when I seen that. But
what year was that? Was it 98?
97, something like that. I don't remember now.
Event Horizon.
Was that Paul Anderson directed that?
That was Paul Thomas Anderson, I do.
Yeah,
believe.
Paul Thomas Anderson, yeah, who directed
97.
Mortal Kombat.
Paul, sorry, it was Paul W.S. Anderson.
Yeah,
not Paul Thomas
I think
Anderson.
He directed Mortal Kombat and Resident Evil, and I think he married Mila Jovovich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Married in 2009, still married.
Paul, you break my heart.
Because he stole Mila from you?
He totally stole Mila from me.
So
we were friends.
I mean, you should just call her.
We were like brothers.
Was she the chosen one?
No, he was the chosen one.
She has an over you. That's mean. I'm sorry.
I
know your heart's broken. I
want Marvel to do What If Star Wars comics.
Yeah.
And do stories like that. Like Obi-Wan and Padme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kill Anakin together.
Ooh, they go to the dark side.
Right. They kill Anakin.
Yeah.
And then it turns out she's force sensitive.
Yeah.
Because all along what was happening is her midichlorian count was like showing up in Anakin, because even though he was strong with the force,
yeah,
she augmented his power through the dark side.
You lost me at midichlorians.
Well, you know, anyway. So, okay.
That doesn't exist.
No. Take out the midichlorians.
Yeah.
All right. She's powerful in the dark side, right? And she knows that Shreve.
Instead of Palpatine being.
No. Palpatine is still.
No. Instead of him being the Sith.
Yeah.
She's the Sith.
She's a rival Sith.
Oh, you're doing that game?
Because you got to have the two, right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't know.
Like Palpatine was training her?
No. Palpatine is trying to train up, but he doesn't know that she's a Sith, right?
Oh.
And she uses Anakin to like kind of hide her dark sideness, and pushes Anakin towards Palpatine to expose him as to bring him forth as the Emperor. And then she seduces Obi-Wan. They kill Anakin together. Yeah. And then
everybody's killed everybody. They kill
They
Anakin,
go back to Coruscant and they kill Palpatine. And then she's the Empress of the New Galactic Empire. And he's Darth.
He's not even Darth. He's just her.
Darth Ginger.
Her protector.
Yeah.
He's seen the Jedi conspiracy and stopped it, and he's the hero of the Republic.
Yeah. Or the New Galactic Empire.
She wouldn't change the name.
So
she would leave it the Republic just because she would leave it peaceful.
But the Senate's gone. She's the soul.
Yeah, soul. Yeah. She's running it.
All right. Star Wars, Marvel.
Would she be pregnant with Anakin's kids, though?
No, it's Obi's kid the whole time.
Kids? Okay.
Yeah.
Like it was already.
Yeah.
Because it never made sense. That's the thing that always bothers me about Phantom Menace, is that Obi-Wan and her are closer in age.
Yeah, they're the more age-appropriate couple.
And then her and Anakin. Are you an angel?
So that movie came out.
Go away, kid.
Have you been watching Schooled, the Goldberg spinoff?
No.
They did a...
I didn't even know Goldberg's had a spinoff.
They did a Phantom Menace episode where they had the school club was the Jedi Academy, and they all got.
Wait a minute. I thought Goldberg's was supposed to take place in
Goldberg's
the 80s.
Goldberg's is the 80s. Gould is the 90s.
So what is it? It his kids or something?
No, it's just the teachers at the school. And then.
So they're wearing old people makeup at
no,
that point?
No, not really. They're still just kind of.
Come
themselves.
On.
It's funny. Anyway.
This show ran on too long.
But they did a. They did the Phantom Menace episode where the kids and the teacher who runs the Jedi Academy after school club were so pumped to go see it. And they walk out and they loved it. And then they forced the gym teacher to go with them. And he like called out everything that was wrong with it and ruined Star Wars for all these kids. Mm-hmm. Right. So then the nerd teacher ruins baseball for the coach about how boring and slow and how the pants are so tight. Everybody's always picking at their junk.
Yeah,
which only ruined the entire game because that's all he could focus on. So then Coach Miller shows up at he coaxes them all to come back to the Jedi Academy after school club. And he shows up dressed as Darth Maul.
OK.
And he's like, anyone who can knock me down, you know, can whatever gets out of gym for the rest of the year.
Oh, OK.
And it's so all the nerds and all the jocks have toy lightsabers, and he's got the double-bladed lightsaber, and it's a big battle. It's really funny and really cute. So it's honestly, it's the only episode worth watching.
Because of that?
Because of that. Okay. So it's not a very good show.
It doesn't sound like it.
No. I just kind of usually put it on in the background at like 11 o'clock at night when I'm reading or something. Okay. So. But yeah. So I can't believe Phantom Menace is 20 years old.
Yeah. In May?
Yeah. I was going into my senior year in college when that came out.
I was working at Fifth Third.
When you walked out of that movie, were you like, what did I just see? Or were
I
you
was
like...
I was like, well, that was a cool lightsaber battle.
Like, it ended on such a high note.
I was like, I kind of was like, well, where's this going from here?
Right.
Like, it... It's like
it kind of felt like an ending.
Young. Yeah. I'm like, you know, that kid's young, and I'm like, where's this going to go from here? And then I can remember when they cast Hayden as Anakin, I was like excited because I had watched a show with him called
Life
the
is
Higher
House?
No
oh.
Higher Ground.
Oh yeah, the Canadian show.
Yeah, and then I had seen this. Life is a House, and I was like, okay, this kid's going to be cool, but you know, where's the story going?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had bought years before that, I had bought a treatment that I guess Lucas had done that people had copies of, and they were selling at conventions for like $5. And it was literally like supposed to be the prequel story.
Huh.
And it was totally different. So, yeah. You know.
So, okay. The Big Picture podcast on the Ringer Network is doing they have a podcast up right now about.
Are we advertising other podcasts now?
Why not? Who cares? They're doing a podcast about the year 1999, right? And
okay.
They're calling it the greatest year in movies. And since we're talking about the Phantom Menace, which came out in 99, I'm looking at this, right? Fight Club, The Matrix, Being John Malkovich, Sixth Sense.
Mm-hmm.
I can't talk. The Blair Witch Project, American Beauty, The Mummy, the first Mummy with mm-hmm. Brendan Fraser, Star Wars, Iron Giant, Magnolia, Toy Story 2, Eyes Wide Shut, American Pie, Office Space, Three Kings, Boys Don't Cry, Green Mile, Talented Mr. Ripley, 10 Things I Hate About You, Galaxy Quest, Notting Hill, the second Austin Powers, the first South Park movie, South Park Bigger, Longer, Uncut, Dogma, Cruel Intentions, Sleepy Hollow, Big Daddy, Go, She's All That, Varsity Blues, Girls Interrupted, The Boondock Saints, Never Been Kissed, Bowfinger, Wild Wild West, Existence. Remember that one?
Did you say Wild Wild
yeah,
West?
Yeah, I'm just talking about movies that
no,
already came out.
Okay,
that was a big
like,
movie. Thomas Crown Affair, Stigmata. That's just
well,
some Thomas of
Thomas Crown
movies.
Affair was just a remake,
End
though.
Of Days. But, I mean, it was still a huge movie. So,
I
mean, that's like a murderer's row of, and I didn't even name
but
them all.
You could
all.
Do that for like every year. You
yeah,
could,
but I mean, like,
really
that's
that.
Like, all right.
Saying 99 is the best year for movies
well,
is not that true.
I'm just going to put this out there. Fight Club, The Matrix, The Mummy, Iron Giant, Office Space, Galaxy Quest, and Go, and Cruel Intentions are like all in my, you know, top 25 favorite movies.
Yeah,
probably,
but we do
right?
this. We do this as an
right.
episode when we
oh,
pick
definitely.
The year. So.
My most quotable movie from that year, though, is definitely Varsity Blues, because you know I can work that into any any conversation, which I take great pride in.
That's a very, like, standout movie anyways. I mean, it had a lot of...
What was it, 10? It was a motherfucking 10.
Jesus. Please.
Oh, I had to do that.
Somebody lose control of their car and just drive through, the window.
It is so bright out right now.
Is that a bad thing?
No, I'm just like, I'm not used to seeing
Cincinnati
the sun.
Thing where you're like, oh God, the sun's
the
out.
Sun,
People complain about the sun not being out for 6 months, and then when it's out, they're like, everybody slaps their sunglasses on. It's like, you wanted that. You wanted that thing.
Oh, no, I was going to ask you to hand me my sunglasses.
Close your shade.
Then I have to get up. I'm so lazy. So.
Yeah, well.
I told Haley I'm just going to start wearing my sunglasses all the time since she wears her jacket everywhere we go lately and in the house and never
maybe
takes it off.
She's fighting crime.
Yeah, maybe. So.
You don't know.
Speaking of just randomness, what have you been watching lately? We haven't really been talking about this stuff because we've been doing all these like.
I fell down the rabbit hole watching Ghost Adventures from the beginning.
Okay. That was on.
That's on Travel Channel. Okay. It's still on. But we went back and started watching from the beginning because we were just like, we hadn't watched early episodes in a while, and Travel Channel apps got the whole thing on there.
Oh, cool.
So we've been watching that, and I've been debunking stuff that I was like, oh, yeah. Hey, I see how they did that.
Like debunking like rumors just and
stuff that they were like, you know, would be noises or whatever, and it's like, no, that sounds like this.
Interesting.
And like we're taking apart a show we really enjoy.
Yeah.
And then I've been watching The Grand Tour, which is the Top Gear guys.
That's on Amazon, right?
That's on Amazon. Yeah. Yeah. I seen that the second season of the OA went up yesterday.
Okay. So oh yeah. Yeah, that. We definitely got to watch that cuz we really love that. So I've been like busting through Netflix.
I've been sleeping a lot. I've been working a lot.
Yeah.
So I haven't really like watched anything episodic.
Okay. So I watched Triple Frontier.
What is it?
The Triple Frontier, the Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good.
It was good.
Like,
yeah.
It's got problems.
It's got like the men's men in it.
Dude, it's got Batman and Poe Dameron and Oberyn Martell. And,
no, he's the
Raleigh.
Mandalorian now. He's the Mandalorian.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's got Raleigh from Pacific Rim or King Arthur.
Jax.
So I watched that. That was good. Friends from College season 2.
You forgot
I guess
that
the
it
final
has,
season.
What you call it in it, too?
Oh, it's got Finn. Flynn.
Flynn. Yes, Flynn. Flynn.
What was his first name?
Flynn.
Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, Flynn's son.
Yeah.
Flynn Jr. Friends from College, the final season. Working Moms, the first season. That's Catherine Reitman's show. Ivan Reitman's other family member. It's pretty funny.
Nepotism.
Yeah.
At its best.
Sex Education with Asa Butterfield and Gillian Anderson.
To watch that one.
That was really quite good. Role Models. Umbrella Academy, I've watched.
I did watch that.
3 times.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what else. High Flying Bird was good.
Do you do anything besides just work and come home and watch TV?
Yeah, I go to the gym for like 2 hours every night.
Do you watch TV while you're at the gym?
No, I just stay up. You know, I don't sleep. So
you do sleep, though.
Sometimes.
You complained about the dog waking you up with a ball dropping in your face.
That was like 6 a.m. after I'd been to sleep for 2 hours.
Yeah. That's still sleeping.
I watched Ray Romano right here around the corner, his stand-up act, where he does 2 sets at 2 different comedy clubs. So he does a set and then walks over to the Comedy Cellar and does a set. It was really good, and that was fun.
I watched the Bruce Springsteen thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good, too.
Yeah. I watched that one a while ago.
I don't know. I go back and watch movies that I've watched 100 times. I watched Streets of Fire last night.
Nice. I watched
on the Stars.
Minimalism, a documentary about the important things.
That's not that thing on Netflix where she tells you to get rid of your shit.
No,
it?
That's Marie Kondo.
Okay.
That's different. These are 2 guys that have been doing it for years. I've read both of their books. So as you can tell, I take it to heart.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I'm just intrigued by people who want to give up all their shit, you know?
I can see doing it.
Yeah.
I can see giving up all your shit. I could give up half my shit right now. I mean, I'd be like, you know, I want my money, but...
Yeah.
I give up, like, you know, I give up 10,000 comic books right now for a dollar a piece.
Yeah. Dude, if I gave you a dollar a piece for all my comics, yeah. Sure, right now. Yeah. I don't have as many as you, but I have a good chunk.
But 10,000 would be like
yeah.
more than half.
Yeah.
I could give those up.
I might
right
have.
Now.
I don't think I have 10,000.
If there's anybody listening out there that wants to buy 10,000 comic books for a dollar a piece, I probably could sell them to you like within a week.
Sure.
You're going to have to come help me get them down the steps, though.
Me or them?
Them. They're buying them.
What if they're not here and they want you to ship them?
I'm not shipping. I ain't messing with that shit.
Bring a truck.
Yeah.
Let's see.
If
what
you
else?
Have people in the Cincinnati area that can come get them for you and ship them to you, that's within your power. But
yeah.
$10,000.
But yeah,
you
I've
have
been
to
watching
buy all 10,000 of them.
You have more than 10,000. Or you only have 10,000 you're willing to park with.
I have 19,000 comic books.
Yeah.
I have 10,000 that I could just and today, then there's 9,000 I'm going to have to go through and say I want to keep that.
Yeah. So you have 10,000 you can get rid of right now and then another 10,000 coming at some point.
Another probably 4,000. I would say there's probably 6,000 comic books that I would keep.
Yeah.
I'd keep all of the original Valiant run. There's a good amount of Star Wars that I would keep.
Cool.
Both the original Marvel and some of the Dark Horse.
Awesome.
That's another Nexus. The Dark Horse comic book.
Oh, yeah.
Nexus.
I remember that. Yeah. So.
Steve Rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I watched a bunch of movies lately, too. I watched Into the Spider-Verse again because I bought it finally. Boiler Room. Do you remember Boiler Room?
I
that was
remember
a good
Boiler
movie.
Room, yeah.
Showdown in Little Tokyo.
Wasn't that Vin Diesel's like...
That was like his kind of
first movie?
Biggest. Well, Saving Private Ryan, I think, was his first big movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
But he's like dead in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Showdown in Little Tokyo. Dolph Lundgren and Brandon Lee. Can't go wrong there.
I've seen that one.
Sugar and Spice, that bank robbing movie with Marley Shelton and
Mia
Sorvino.
Yeah.
And then the man
where
I watched.
Where are you pulling these up and looking to see what?
Yeah,
you
I'm just looking to see what I watched. And I watched The Man from U.N.C.L.E. again. Which, because I told you I was gonna watch it again.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like I gave it a fair shake.
I bought
shake.
It at Daniel's and I haven't watched it.
It was $4.99 on iTunes.
Daniel had it like, you know, because he's a pawn shop.
Yeah.
He had the Blu-ray for like $5 and he had Warcraft. And Elva was standing there watching Warcraft for like a half hour.
Is that the one with the guy from Vikings? The World of Warcraft movie? Yeah.
Yeah, the World of Warcraft
Travis,
movie.
Travis, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Flamel or whatever.
And then I watched The Warriors, which I probably haven't watched The Warriors since I was in high school.
Oh, yeah. The Warriors, like, clink, clink, clink.
Warriors, come on and play.
I have that.
It's a good movie. And Keanu.
Oh,
Keanu. Key & Peele with the stupid cat. That movie cracks me up. But, and then, let's see. I've been reading a ton of comics, you know, just.
That's one where I
but you've kind of fallen off.
Kind of fallen off. I've got a stack of trades that I want to read, but, like.
Yeah.
Just haven't had time.
I got mostly.
Haven't made time, I guess. Because I've been taking pictures of toys and opening toys. And then taking pictures of toys when they're open. Because that's fun for me.
It is fun. I completed.
I opened up a bunch of Marvel Legends the other night.
Nice.
I literally sat there and held Silk in my hand going, should I open this one? Because she's a little bit expensive.
Is she?
Yeah. She's got a Space Venom piece in her, too.
So oh, I don't have Silk.
Yeah. Silk wasn't easy to find. Silk and...
I remember seeing Silk everywhere I went.
Who's the... Where did you see Silk at?
At our Target constantly.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't. I would have bought it. If I would have bought every single one they had. I never seen Silk down
Oh,
there.
No. Blue Ash one.
Oh, well, you never told me. I ordered it through Walmart.com.
You never tell me what you're looking for anymore.
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm looking for anymore.
Plus, you go out way more than I do for that stuff.
Yeah, I haven't gone out in a while either because I could go on Hasbro Pulse and buy most of what I want.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. I did buy the Red Goblin off there.
Oh, cool. So, speaking of Hasbro Pulse, VIP, baby.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even know what
they
I was...
They need to, like...
I didn't even necessarily know what I was signing up for when I did that. I just saw it and I was like, oh, I'm going to sign up.
They're going to take you into the back alley somewhere. And hey, Brian, you got your ID and your letter? Come back here.
So, yeah, yours is not VIP. It's VIPD. Very important beat down.
Oh, I didn't think they were going to beat you down.
Oh.
I thought they were going to take like pieces of you. Yeah.
No, I need all the pieces of me.
Maybe they need them more.
I don't even have all my original parts anymore anyway.
Yeah. The vital organs is all they need.
Yeah.
Wake up in a bathtub with ice.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully you have my keys so you can drive home.
There's transportation everywhere.
I guess you could get a ride home from Roger.
Yeah, I could get a ride home from several people.
Oh, speaking of wrestling, Tom wrestled Jerry Lawler and he did not tell us.
Well, that was just, you know, he didn't think about it until we were talking about Star Wars.
I absolutely would have gone to that.
I'm going to dismiss everybody from the thread that brings up anything except Star Wars Celebration. Like, this is not the room to talk about
that. That was very funny when you did that to me today.
Do an AOL type thing. Like,
yeah, you just talked about non-Star Wars stuff in the thread.
What? My autograph?
Yeah, you doing autographs.
What is this?
What?
Huh. Just got an email telling me that Ultraviolet is closing.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
So if you have the Disney Anywhere app.
I do.
Or whatever, Movies Anywhere now. Like, right. All that stuff is carried over already. Right. So, but yeah. That's why I thought it was really short-sighted for them to do like that in, what's the other one? Voodoo?
Yeah, Voodoo's what all my stuff's on.
Yeah. Like, they should have just, all those people should have just been doing everything on iTunes. Because it's not going anywhere.
Apple's not accessible to everybody.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, if you buy Apple products.
No, you can download iTunes on Windows.
Don't want to, though.
But, and you can get the Apple TV app on all devices now. So
nobody wants that.
Anyway.
Poison your system and everything will shut down.
So what are you looking for at Celebration?
Nothing.
We're just going to hang out?
Really?
Just walk around? Like, see some panels?
I'm not, like, there's nothing that I, like, have went, you know what? I'm looking for this. Like, I want to see prices on stuff.
Yeah.
Because I know how much booths are costing there.
Yeah.
And that, I'll say hi to a few people I haven't seen in a few years. And run around and lose weight.
I think the fun thing is we don't actually
get my steps in.
Are you going to wear your Fitbit? You want to borrow Angel's Fitbit? We can do a step.
Borrow Elva's Fitbit.
We can do a step competition. See who takes more steps in the day.
I have a thing that's not a Fitbit, but it's
a little pedometer.
Pedometer tracker, yeah. But it's digital and you can plug it into a computer. I should do that. Should wear it and just see how much I walk.
Yeah, let's both do a challenge.
Oh, my God.
Let's see who can do the most steps each day.
Oh, no.
And
I don't
then
want to.
The winner.
I'm coming with a whoo cart.
Dinner. Winner buys dinner for the other person.
No.
I'll walk from the Airbnb to the McCormick Center every day.
I was going to say, I'll walk to the lake and back.
Yeah.
And then I'll walk down to the pier and back. And then I'll walk through the convention center.
So here's the cool thing is we don't have to stay there all day. We can go hang out in Chicago.
No. I paid the money. I'm staying there all day.
Well, no. But I mean, we can stay there until we don't want to stay there. We can leave and come back. It's a wonderful thing about Chicago.
You've never been to Celebration before.
I get that. So
you don't leave Celebration. You can leave Celebration. I'm not leaving Celebration.
You don't leave Celebration. Celebration leaves you.
It does. It leaves you. It makes you feel like, aw. Celebration 3 was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many have you been to? This will be your third, right?
This will be my second.
Second. Yeah. Oh, you've only been to the one.
Well, they started going Anaheim and Orlando and, I was going to Dragon Con a lot.
How many were in Indianapolis?
Two.
Just one?
Two.
Okay.
The first one was in Detroit at a
that's weird.
Retired Air Force base or something like that. I don't remember because I didn't go to it.
Yeah.
The second one was in Indy, and the third one was in Indy. And then I don't know where from there.
Oh, cool.
Europe. You could ask Joe. Joe
You didn't go to the one in Europe?
No. I've never been to Europe. They have hostels. They kill people out in Europe. You know, you go to England and you go hiking with your friend on the moors and you get attacked by a werewolf. He gets mauled to death. You get turned into a werewolf and eventually get killed in Piccadilly Circus.
Right.
You travel through main Europe and you're going to end up at a hostel where they're going to take you down into the basement.
But you survive.
Break your, and then get your head cut off at the beginning of the next movie.
Right.
Stupid.
And then, but then.
And then get a job as playing Magnum on Magnum P.I.
But then you're a rich girl who buys your way out of it and you kill Roger Bart instead.
Yeah.
That was the second one.
That was the second one? I do. So. Torture porn kind of just was not a thing for me.
I
just seen because everybody talked about it. And
I think
because
I was interested in like what Eli Roth was about, because that was really his first big movie,
I guess.
And then the second one, I was like, wait, Jay Hernandez
Fever, like, was the thing that blew him up.
But I'm saying that was like his first like big like let's look forward to
so
an Eli Roth
movie.
Who was
in the second one?
It was girls the second time around.
Right. It was so. The one girl from Joan of Arcadia.
I never
played,
watched that.
She played Anne Hathaway's friend in Prince's Diaries. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's in that one. But Richard Burjai from The Sentinel, the TV series The Sentinel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was in that one, too, I'm pretty sure.
So it was Lauren German, Bijou Phillips.
Lauren German, okay. Bijou Phillips, yeah.
Heather Matizzaro.
That's
is,
the one, yeah.
Vera Jordavana.
Okay.
Roger Bart, Richard Berge, Jay Hernandez, obviously. Jordan Ladd, she was in it.
She was in it too?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that was like all the names I can actually pronounce. But
oh, yeah, and then there's all the European actors.
So, yeah.
Stanis Valashadosh.
Yeah, it's just a lot of that. Yeah. So, yeah, I actually, like, as far as like torture porn goes, like those two.
Were the only two you watched?
Were the only two I watched. And it's like, I watched the first three Saw movies, and then it got real torture porn.
Well, the first Saw movie was like a mystery movie.
Well, the first Saw movie is as close to a Hitchcock movie as we've had since Hitchcock died. So, because they never actually show anything.
No.
It's all theater of the mind.
It's all mystery.
Well, like,
it's more
suspense
movie than it was a.
When he cuts into his leg, you never see the blade go in.
Yeah.
You hear it, but then they come back to the aftermath, and like, you think you saw him cut his leg off, but you didn't.
Yeah.
So. But yeah.
I wish I could, like, think I went to work, but I didn't, and still get paid.
Drugs.
Oh, okay.
You just take, like, shrooms or something natural.
And then go to work?
Yeah, why not? It might make it fun.
That's most of the customers that come into my,
So, I can't do that. I'm in an office with people, they'd realize something.
You could be like, what's his name in Fight Club?
Ed Norton.
Did nobody notice that?
His boss noticed, remember? And then he beat himself up in the office.
Yeah. Well, he got in a fight with himself.
Well, no, he beat him. It wasn't like Tyler in the room with him.
Right.
He beat himself
up. He just beat
up,
the hell out of himself,
to get the free computer and printer and years worth of salary and what else? All the plane vouchers.
Nothing like that ever happens in real life.
So since it gave Fight Club their sponsorship. Yeah.
What are you going to Celebration for, since you asked me the question?
I am going to Celebration because I love Star Wars, and I would like to see other Star Wars people loving Star Wars as much as I do.
I'm going to tackle somebody.
Yeah?
Just
randomly tackle someone. Well, I'm
Star Trek forever, baby!
I'm definitely going to see that now. Well, that's top of my list. If
sorry,
that doesn't,
I really got loud there. So
if that doesn't happen, I'm going to be really disappointed, Johnny.
I'll come in dressed like Spock and just...
I told you, if you do that, I will buy you up to two meals.
That would be awesome if, like, if I had that, you know, I don't look like any character from Star Trek except maybe a Klingon, but like just to come in there dressed to the nines and just have people looking at you like, what's
I'm
going
sure
on?
There's gonna be someone there wearing Star Trek stuff.
I'm sure there will be.
Like, you go to the World War
One
II
of our
reenactments
listeners.
And there's people wearing Star Trek stuff. So
yeah,
You go to the Renaissance.
So last night we were watching one of the YouTube channels that we watch, Adam the Woo, the Daily Woo. And there's a reenactment that's not a reenactment down in Florida called the Battle of Narcosse Mill.
Okay.
It never happened.
No.
It's a Civil War reenactment that never happened.
It's a fictitious Civil War.
So Elva and I got into a conversation about cosplaying and reenactments.
Sure.
And I told her, I said, that one is cosplaying. I said, they're all dressing up as Civil War. I said, and they're LARPing. I said,
they're LARPing. Yeah,
they're LARPing and cosplaying. I said, because that never happened. I said, real Civil War reenactors actually reenact real battles.
I worked with a guy.
I said, and they'll die. Yeah. I said, they die where they're supposed to die.
And like their costumes are like accurate. Like there was a dude I worked with who had actual buttons on his thing from the war, from the battle.
And these guys that do the Battle of Narcosse Mill are, I mean, they're dressed like really like, but
it's fantastic.
There's nothing
cosplay
to base off of. So they're just blowing the hell out
of
each
other. So it's fan fiction, like season 8 of Game of Thrones.
So I told her, I said, wouldn't it be cool to watch a reenactment, quote unquote, LARPing of rebels fighting stormtroopers? Like out in a field. Not in a convention center when they're all like, you know, just posing.
Yeah.
But like literal explosions and, you know, they can use the caps so it looks like, you know, they're firing their weapons, you know, because there's no
like
blasters or
blue
anything.
Blue caps and red caps.
Well, you know,
so,
like
yeah.
just have it where the guns shoot out like a red stream, like a streamer.
Yeah.
Type thing, so you know that they're shooting guns off, and that. But people die, and you know, stormtroopers miss everybody, and that a tree falls and hits a rebel, you know, that type of thing. But that I thought, man,
for,
that would
furry
be like
little
a
woodland
cool
creatures come from out of nowhere and
that would
defeat
be,
the,
well,
the
yeah,
Empire.
Exactly. I mean, you know, if you want your kids to dress up as Ewoks and join the fight, you know, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I was like, wouldn't that be a cool thing to see? As like just a bunch of like legions of stormtroopers come flying out of the woods and just start shooting and blowing the hell out of everything.
That would
and,
be really cool.
You know,
did
I want to see
a
the LARPed AT-AT.
Oh,
like just a bunch of guys on stilts and, you know, carrying a big machine.
Did you see Bucketheads? Speaking of like LARPed,
Bucketheads.
It's a short film on YouTube. It's a rebel group fighting a bunch of or it's a bunch of stormtroopers.
Is it a short film?
Yeah,
or
short.
It,
it's like it's somewhere around 8 minutes long.
I don't watch many of those.
It's really good.
Yeah,
it's been in a bunch of film festivals. You should have. You guys
the
should all definitely
watch it. The
one
I really remember is like Troops.
Yeah,
the
Troops.
The one that was cop.
Yeah,
but it was. Yeah.
So it's
Beru, go back in the house. It's like Beru, go back in the house.
It's a bunch of stormtroopers who are.
He keeps abusing our nephew.
They've captured like a rebel leader.
Oh, okay.
And they're getting him out, and then one of the stormtroopers and one of the rebels are brothers.
Oh, Civil War.
It's really it was really good. Like hopefully they do more.
That's kind of like the Dark Horse story where Luke runs into Deke, which was one of his friends from Tatooine, and he turns out to be a rebel an Empire commander actually, Jannik Sunabar or something like that. And it's like, that would make for interesting,
another
like,
what
an
if.
Interesting story. Yeah,
where he kills Luke.
That's not happening. He don't exist anymore.
Right. Damn it.
Damn it, Disney. Damn it.
To get back to your question, though, I really want. I'm on the hunt for some artwork. You know.
Oh sure, yeah. But that's
I mean, I've already pre-ordered the thing from Brian. Go back and listen to that episode from a couple weeks ago with Brian Miller and Joe Caroni. It was
10x24.
Awesome.
That's the size.
Yeah, I know. And then, what else?
Except he said they might've shaved off a little bit.
That's all right. I'm,
every one of the prints is going to have a crooked line.
Yeah. Just as you know,
how
I'm excited.
Why are you mad?
I'm excited to get, the exclusive, Obi-Wan and Darth Maul if I can.
Yeah.
So, and hopefully be able to get them for you as well. So
any Funko Pops?
There's that Darth Maul Funko. I don't want the blue and gold chrome ones.
Yeah,
I don't
like, that's a
care.
Chintzy way to.
Like, yeah.
yeah,
there's that Maul, which
the sideshow.
Yeah. The Gentle Giant Maul.
Yeah,
that one's kind of cool. There's the Gentle Giant Hera bust, which I actually really like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm
did
just
you? I mean, did you do any of those lotteries, or did they do those?
They haven't done those.
They haven't done those lotteries.
So,
yet.
You know, I want to check out some panels. I'm hopeful to get into the lottery for the episode 9 panel. I would like to go to the Mandalorian panel.
I don't know if I
want
to or not.
I you know what? I want to be, because I assume they're going to show the trailer for the first time in there.
But they'll put it up on video screens throughout the weekend.
But I would like to be in the room when that, you know, in the room when it happens.
Oh.
So, because I haven't, like, this will be the biggest con I've ever been
to. So the first opening scene of that trailer is Kylo waking up and going, "It was all a dream."
But he's back in Luke's Jedi Academy.
Yes! That would be even better. "Uncle Luke, what are you doing?"
Right, he's right there. Mark's all crazy eyed, like, "I'm gonna kill you."
And then they all turn to the dark side.
And then Luke's eyes go yellow. And he's like, "Come with me if you want
to
dark side."
Do you feel like Luke maybe was a little dark side at that point? Like, who was right? Who was right in that?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is,
I seen his future, and it wasn't so bright, so I didn't wear a pair of shades.
I was about to say, so he didn't have on shades. We hang out too much. No, I think Luke was wrong. Like,
trying to kill Kylo?
Yeah, I think
Ben.
Yeah, I think there's another way he should have handled that, and that was the way that he's preaching
bit.
With love
called
and compassion.
Yeah. I would have called Han. Leia. I would have been like totally like just
you gotta,
called Han.
You got to throw this kid over your knee.
Han, we know.
Yeah.
You're the one that's going to be the enforcer.
Yeah, take him.
Chewie, pull his arm off.
Yeah. Take his foot. He doesn't need a foot. I already have a fake hand. Give him a fake foot.
I just think like who was thinking that it was a good idea for Luke to have a Jedi Academy? Who was thinking it was a good idea to leave their kid with Luke at a Jedi Academy when Luke wasn't really
a Jedi
Master? I'd call him a Jedi.
Really?
He's trained by a Jedi Master.
Was he?
Yeah. He had the abilities, and he built his own lightsaber.
He
built his own lightsaber.
Ezra Bridger built his own lightsaber.
So
was
a Jedi? Yeah.
Kanan was a Padawan when he was training Ezra.
No, Kanan was beyond a Padawan at that point.
Well, I mean, he hadn't been knighted yet, so he was a Padawan.
He was a Jedi.
But okay, here's what I want out of episode 9.
It was
I want
all a dream. Like, Rey and Kylo both wake up and go, "What just happened?"
No. They wake up and they're in bed together. And they're like, "I had the weirdest dream."
Yeah.
Honey.
Yeah.
Or
Rey wakes up, hears the shower going.
Yeah.
And goes in there and opens up the shade.
And you just see a jacked.
And it's Kylo and he just goes, "Why, hello." Dallas.
No. Hello there. Or you know, does it the Lando?
Or she would go, "Hello there."
Hello. She looks him up and down. "Hello there."
Why?
No.
That's another thing. Why did people do that? Why did they? These two should have a romance.
Because everyone has to have a romance. That's one of the few things that I thought like Captain Marvel did great. Right? There was
You know, Captain Marvel was totally wanting that Nick Fury.
There was no. There was no like forced love interest. Like, I don't understand why superhero movies have to do that. No, it's not. No, it wasn't. They were no.
Well, they were. That's because women don't need men now.
Well, that's fine. They don't. Did they ever?
Well, why did Rian Johnson write it that way then? I totally like those two should have been asexual.
So I have a weird question.
Yeah,
and this just has to do with like just life and men and women throughout time.
Yeah.
Why do children take the man's last name? The only verifiable parentage is the mom because they came out of the mom. So shouldn't they have the mom's last name? Shouldn't that be what the family tree stem from, not the dad?
Do you want the facetious answer or do you want the real answer?
Both. I mean,
the
like,
facetious answer would be because men are superior.
He's kidding. He's very much kidding. But
don't justify me. Maybe I think men are superior.
One, I know you don't. And two, not enough people have a sense of humor.
You know what? Men aren't superior, but women should stop acting like they're inferior. You can do what I can do.
Absolutely.
You can, if you can't.
In your case, definitely.
If you can't lift 50 pounds.
Right.
You are inferior.
Okay.
I mean,
but that's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about
just
like
a traditionalist thing. It's a Christian. It's a Christian traditionalist.
But Christians
thing.
Only date back a few thousand years. There were
and
people,
before that, it was no. There was no.
So
last
I just
names.
Don't understand it. That's
There's
all.
Jesus, it's, son of Joseph. You know, son of Joseph and Mary.
That's Mark Grayson.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, the kids walking through the village. There's Jesus. His dad's Joseph and his mom's Mary.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time when, you know, in biblical times.
I get it.
They were the son of somebody.
Right. But, again, I just don't understand, like, how
Even
that.
Even though
it's
Jesus
like,
wasn't the son of Joseph.
Exactly.
Sorry, Joseph.
It's like medical copays, right? Like, somebody's kind of slipped that in there somewhere along the way, and now we all have to make a copay when we go in.
I cracked up the other day.
And it's like, someone slipped in along the line, like, okay, yeah. Well, this kid is going to be named after me, and it's my seed
right.
to spread. And it's well, no.
But then there are people where, you know,
so off topic for the infamous podcast.
But they use their mom's last name. They do use their mom's last name.
Right.
I mean, there are people that use their mom's last name.
I mean, that being said, but my then, kid like, has my day, last name, but right. like I didn't press the issue. It's just what the hospital did.
You could have changed it.
I could, yeah.
Yeah, that's your right.
I mean, my wife and I don't have the same last name. She never changed her name.
Yeah.
Mainly because she was like, "Do you want me to change your name?" I was like, "Well, I don't care. If you want to go wait in line, that's up to you, but it doesn't matter to me one way or the other."
Well, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, unless you have proof that you're married, it's kind of a weird thing.
Well, I said we should both change our name, to be fair.
Yeah. Would you combine your last names? Yeah. What would you do?
Skywalker.
No.
God. Jeez. That's the joke I made.
I'd be
that
like,
was,
you're one of those people.
That's the joke I made to her that shut
that's
down
like
the conversation.
That's like the guy that like changed his name to Optimus Prime and legally changed his name to Optimus Prime. And I'm like, do you think that you're going to be a truck at some point? Okay. Yeah. Then I would just change my name to Yoda.
Was his name Pax at one point?
No, not at all.
So,
do you think that like somewhere in his like life story, he would say, yeah, originally I was named Orion Pax. I got legally changed to Orion Pax. And then at some point,
I turned into a truck.
I became a leader.
I got the Matrix
and I decided
leadership.
I was
going to
be Optimus Prime.
I was at a.
I'm sorry.
I was
I don't,
at a. I was at a truck stop, and someone handed
me. I loved
me
all
a,
the other stuff in that, but when you start doing that,
no,
I'm
you're
like,
right.
Woo!
No, I'm like, joking about the Skywalker
like,
thing.
That's when it's the fugitive, and the train's gone off the rails, and is coming barreling up on Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just that. It's,
no, to be honest, like, because like we're both near the end of the alphabet with last names. I was like, let's pick something near the beginning of the alphabet. Yeah. So like
brown.
Yeah.
Like, let's just pick our favorite color. What's your favorite color? Like, blue. If your favorite color matched the same as her favorite color, would that be like
or
your
just
last
combine
name?
Them? So, like, Bled.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Brian Bled.
Yeah.
So, but like, now, if I wanted
to just change
it.
My last name to my favorite color, I'd be like Green.
Johnny Green.
Johnny Green.
That's not a bad name.
If I change my last name, it's Rockstar.
Johnny Rockstar.
Just because of Joe. That should be my Instagram and everything else now. Johnny Rockstar.
I think that's probably taken.
I bet it's so. If it is, I'm suing.
I had somebody message me the other day asking me if I was the magician Brian Tudor again.
And you went, yes, and pulled out cards.
I said illusions, tricks, or something a whore does for money. So
I could show you some magic. But you can't talk about it afterwards.
I can show you some magic. Give me your wallet.
Yeah.
Here it is back. Wait, there's no money. Magic.
Come into this bathroom with me. I'll sit on the toilet and I'll produce something. Magic.
All right. So we have a couple minutes left here.
We're not talking about that. We're still going. So the last name thing. Like,
yeah.
Did you guys actually talk about, like, if you were going to change your last name?
Yeah, I said Skywalker, and it shut the conversation down.
You really did. You really did.
I was joking, but yeah, it was something that came
up.
Well,
it's
like, you know,
my girlfriend uses her married last name. She doesn't use her maiden name. Like, when she got divorced, she kept her married last name.
Sure.
And I'm like, I've never had anybody ask me about it, but I'm sure somebody's like, wonder if she's got a problem with that. And I'm like, no, because I don't give a... Didn't know the guy. Don't care.
But
change
my
last name.
I mean, for me,
change my first name so I don't get my dad's mail. That That's the other thing. That was the thing that cracked me up. The other day, and this is funny that you brought that up. The other day, somebody that retweeted something that I follow on Twitter about how, you know, masculinity and men naming their kids after them, their sons mainly.
Oh, yeah, the junior.
And I'm like, not even the junior, just
Hello, junior.
Just the name.
Indiana was the dog.
And I literally replied to that person, and they never replied back. This is how I knew that I blew them out of the water, because they were talking about how fathers name their sons after their themselves and that type of thing. And I said, I literally replied, what if your mom named you after your dad's name? Because that's what happened with me. I was originally supposed to be Kevin. And at the last moment, my mom decided my name was going to be Johnny.
Yeah, you'd be totally different if you were a Kevin.
You wouldn't know me if I was a Kevin.
No.
I would have went to college and, you know, I'd be running the country by now.
You would have died in an ecstasy overdose.
No,
if you
I wouldn't
were
have
Kevin.
Died in an ecstasy overdose.
So, no, I mean, like, you know, just...
Some parallel universe, there like is why, a me that's named Kevin.
Like, why don't women name, like, why can't, like, why couldn't she just be Angel Jr.?
Why not?
You know, Juniet. Whatever.
So she's totally not an angel, so, yeah.
No. I couldn't name her Satan. I didn't know her yet.
So why can't you just not name your kid and let them pick their own name?
The government intrusion.
Ah, see? The government.
So.
The church and the government.
Well,
if you go to the church,
we only have to deal with one of those things.
Yeah. You worship at the altar of something or other.
Not really.
Yeah, you do. Your idolatry is in your room.
You're looking at my skateboard?
Yes, no, I worship I'm looking at like the Spider-Mans and the Star Wars and the stuff.
I mean, like you, I have my favorite characters, but I don't worship
at those.
That would
be considered your idolatry.
I guess, but yeah. I don't like pray or give tithes to it. There's no ceremony.
No, you give money to it. It's the same thing.
Buy it, but yeah, I get it. So, anywho.
Praise Star Wars.
All praise.
I'll need a vacation after the convention. So. And I tried.
Oh, okay. So Haley and I went and saw Captain Marvel over the weekend. So it was round two for me, round one for her. Her favorite part of the movie was Goose.
Well, of course it was.
That is the systemic problem with that movie. Is I've heard more people, when I say, what was your favorite part? More people have told me the goddamn cat.
Goofy little kitty cat.
Than anything else in the movie.
What was my favorite part of that movie? Oh, wait, I didn't have one.
I thought it was a fantastic Green Lantern movie.
No, it wasn't.
I'm kidding.
Fantastic sequel to the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern movie? Oh, well, okay.
I think DC could have learned something from that one with how little they were on Earth. Or when they were on Earth, what was happening. Like,
what are you talking about? Green Lantern?
Yeah, Green Lantern spent too much time on Earth. Anywho, I don't want to talk about Captain Marvel again. It's still, my opinion of it didn't change. Like, I still liked what I liked and didn't like what I didn't like.
We'll see, that's good at least.
Yeah, I liked the beginning, which I kind of nodded off at the beginning this time around, but...
That sounds like my second time around in the Phantom Menace.
I ate a bunch of candy, and I haven't been eating sugar, so it kind of went up
and
then passed out.
No, the Phantom Menace, I fell asleep at the part I knew was going to be boring.
And then I love the end.
20 years ago, in May, I fell asleep for a good 40 minutes of the movie. The whole time they're sitting around the dinner table having a conversation, and don't do that when he grabs his tongue. Yeah, I slept through that.
I don't blame you.
I told my sister, wake me up when the pod race starts. Yep.
This is pod racing.
And literally, she didn't even have to wake me up. It's like my body knew.
Your body just knew?
It was literally, I remember waking up, and it was Watto and Qui-Gon betting, and Qui-Gon cheats.
Tries to cheat.
He cheats. He flips that
dice. Oh, Qui-Gon, sorry. Yeah,
Qui-Gon flips the dice over.
I was thinking about Watto.
Like, Jedi aren't that good, are they? Cheating at gambling.
Jedi scum.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
The
boy will be
mine. So there's nothing you're looking for besides art. Is there anybody? Did you look at anybody's celebration art that you're wanting to get besides Brian's?
I've seen a couple. Like, I did not pre-order anything else.
Yeah,
just
but, like,
because
you're
gonna
run up there
the
and try and get them.
I think so. Yeah.
Knock a kid out of the way.
Forearm shiver. So I had a titanium plate put in my arm last week just so I could just knock people out of the way.
Wow.
And when I do, it's going to leave in a little imprint of the rebel. Okay, Colossal.
See?
John Lossus.
See?
But no,
why does the name have to be Victor? Victor is not called Victor Lossus.
I know. Yeah. I'm excited for Celebration. I'm really excited for Celebration. I keep sending you guys different Star Wars pictures with the day countdown. Like,
Jesus Christ, stop, please.
But have you noticed I don't do like the random, like, I don't do like day 15, day 10.
I want to find the picture of the flame trooper burning that all down.
Kill it, let it die.
Yeah. I'll be like, where's the Last Jedi stuff at? That's what I want to buy.
Oh, I got a message from our buddy Mike from the What's on Joe Mind podcast just now. He got it back, so he wants to know what I used to record. I'll have to call him later.
Oh, okay. So,
if you guys don't listen to What's on Joe Mind, you absolutely should. So
I don't listen to podcasts that much anymore.
No? Hater.
Well, I don't work overnights anymore, so that was the time to listen to podcasts. Like, if you work overnights, you better be listening to this podcast and, like, Night of the Living podcast and What's on Joe's Mind. And
Rogue Squadron podcast.
Rogue Squadron and Horror Hound Radio. WDW Radio. The Tim Tracker podcast, because he started doing a podcast now.
The Rewatchables.
There's probably like a list, but like that's just recommendations.
You know,
and
we should do.
That's it. We're done.
We should do a podcast about what we listen to and why.
That would be like three podcasts for me.
You only listen to three?
I've only listened to three over the years. Like,
really?
I listened to a Battlestar Galactica podcast when Battlestar Galactica was on. When the show ended, the podcast ended.
Was it Sit Rep?
No. I forget what it was even called.
Look at that tent.
Oh, geez.
Anyway.
Yeah. And then I listened to Sidebar, and Sidebar's gone. Around Comics is gone.
Yeah.
All the podcasts I listened to ended.
Yeah.
Because they were at the beginning when podcasts were like the new fad, and now everybody's got a podcast.
I really like The Big Picture.
In 10 years, everybody's going to have a podcast.
Yeah.
You're totally not listening to me now.
10 years, everybody's going to have a podcast.
What are you looking at?
I just like the podcast I have here. I like Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert.
Everybody likes Dax Shepard.
So.
But that's the thing. Non-celebrity podcast is what if we were going to
Definitely. Yeah. Like the Bald Move guys here in Cincinnati, like their Game of Thrones podcast is good. Jay and Miles Explain the X-Men is good. Villains, that's another one from The Ringer, where they talk about like movie villains. So they did one about Regina George from Mean Girls, which was really good.
She's a villain.
Total villain. So anyway,
cool.
Random. All right.
That's just the name of the episode, too. Random.
Dude, I have a ton of shit I have to go change in the show notes now.
delete.
No, we're doing Heroes next week. Because I did all that work into doing Heroes. We're doing it next week.
I don't know. I don't even know what to talk about.
That's fine.
Like, you know, that would be one of those things where I'd be like, well, here goes another random cast.
Why didn't you tell me when I brought it up that we
brought it? Well, I told you I hadn't watched it.
And I said that would be fine. I had enough stuff to do, but oh, well, whatever.
You were going to bore me.
Was
with,
I?
With the Heroes.
I was getting complained about Greg Grunberg for
been,
an hour.
I would have been like, yeah, that would have been it. I would have been like, oh, first season of Heroes, it rocked the socks off. Milo Ventimiglia was cool, but thank God the show got canceled so he could go do This Is Us. Nice guy, too. Nice
Rocky
guy.
Balboa?
I met him at a Motor City Con 1 year.
I am going to try and meet Greg Grunberg at Celebration.
How are you going to try that?
Because I'm going to look at him, and I'm going to go, Grunberg.
You should get just. You should pay for that.
I might pay to get a picture and just look at him like this, like all angry.
Like, can I look at you disapprovingly?
Yeah.
And he'll be like, yeah, sure. Be like, did you pay? Yeah. Okay. Fine. Because literally, like photo ops.
Right.
That's the thing. Have you ever done a photo op before?
Just with Eve Miles.
Well, no, you've never done a professional photo.
Oh
op.
No, I've never done.
Okay,
a professional.
So professional photo op. Yeah. Let me prep you for this. You get.
Well,
in line.
I don't know if I'm gonna do one. Or not,
you pay
so,
for it.
Yeah.
You get in line. And if you hear the people talking, you stand in line patiently waiting. Stand there. Boom. Done. Gone.
Ow. I'm not doing a photo op.
Yeah, literally. You don't get to talk to anybody.
No, thank you.
Yeah. I got to, like, kind of talk to people for the Star Trek The Next Generation one.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was it.
I mean, that time.
But they were fun because they're like a family. So it's like everybody was joking with each other, and you knew the jokes because you knew stuff about them. Yeah. And
like when Eve Miles was here for the expo, that was great because it was the last year before it got real big.
Like the pictures at the table are more personal.
Right.
The pictures that are professional pictures are not personal.
Yeah,
at
I'd rather not do that.
Because if you're a big fan of something, like if you wanted to get Rebels, I would say get Rebels.
I've thought about doing that.
They're not going to be dressed up like their characters.
Well, I know,
so,
which is fine.
You know.
But
most of them come in looking kind of frumpy in some way. I've seen a few celebrity photos where I've been like,
do you mean Freddie?
Did anybody think to tell them not to wear that day?
Freddie Prinze isn't blind?
Yeah.
What?
Totally going to go up to him with a lightsaber and hold it up against his eyes.
Give him a little Shiro scar.
Be like, what was that? Hardball or whatever that he was in? Be like, I loved you in Hardball.
She's All That was the best. Remember Boys and Girls? You were great in that.
Oh, man.
Aren't you Fred from Scooby-Doo?
Loved Scooby-Doo. That's what you would be like. I loved Scooby-Doo.
I don't think I ever
didn't even
saw
come
Scooby-Doo.
To meet you because of Star Wars.
Yeah, I didn't even know you were in Star Wars until I got here.
That's the other crappy thing about like Celebration in a way.
It's only Star Wars.
Only
stuff.
Star Wars photos. So if you are a fan of something else, don't bring your photos because you're not getting them signed.
No.
You have to pick the specific Star Wars photo. So I'm like, if you wanted just a headshot of Freddie Prinze.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope, you're not getting that.
Right.
You got to get something Kanan. But I don't want something Kanan. Right. It's like, you know, I'm joking, but, you know, it's like one of those things where it's like when they make those photos, if it's an animated actor, they should do it where they put the animated character and a headshot picture of some sort.
Yeah.
So you could be like,
both.
This is that dude. Well, so for people who aren't into the stuff and you want to show them your.
So,
but like a photo op is like one of those things where, you know, if you don't collect autographs, go ahead, do that. Get it done because there's some
good
ones.
The Hayden photo op.
Yeah.
Just because I like Hayden.
Takers.
Takers is one of my favorite movies. Right.
Like
there.
Literally it'd be like, yo, man, I'm just getting this picture because I love Takers.
Well.
And he'd probably be like, sweet.
I think he got a raw deal as Anakin.
Yeah.
I think he's a great actor and he had a shitty director.
Yeah. Well, even because. We know Natalie Portman is a good actress.
She's only a good actress when she has a great director.
Well,
when she doesn't have a great director,
she got shafted.
She's shitty on
set.
She
got shafted big time. Samuel L. Jackson kind of got shafted. Yeah. I mean, you know, Ewan just goes with the flow.
Ewan's awesome.
So
if they announce Ewan,
they would never announce Ewan.
Well,
Ewan will walk around in a stormtrooper helmet.
Yeah.
That's what Hayden did at Celebration 3 when I was there.
Yeah.
He didn't sign autographs. He didn't do photo ops.
Yeah.
He walked around with his brother on the floor with a stormtrooper helmet on.
Cool.
And I'm like, you punk.
Remember when Bryan Cranston did that at Comic-Con with the
Heisenberg?
Well, he
did the Heisenberg mask. But, I mean, it's like, you know, he just walked around with a stormtrooper helmet on. And, like, some people actually, like, realized who he was. And he'd say hi to him and that. But it's like, you know. No, I mean, if I ran into anybody, I'd be like, yeah, you know, I enjoyed you in this.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, the guy who plays the main character on Resistance, was on Hawaii 5-0, played a villain on Hawaii 5-0. So I'd be like,
did you start Resistance yet?
Nah. Oh yeah, I watched like the first two episodes.
So,
I'm just gonna like sit there and watch the whole thing. Yeah,
it's done now. So I'm gonna go back.
Maybe I'll try and watch it before Celebration.
Because I'm definitely gonna do that. Because I had like I think 7 episodes to go.
Oh okay.
So
I mean
like
everybody is positive about it. So
it's,
like, you know,
just like Clone Wars, just
I don't
like
have
Rebels.
Any negativity toward it.
It started a little rough. Yeah. And part of that is giving the characters. And I like Kaz a lot.
Yeah.
He's a different
That's
character for Star Wars.
He liked my Celebration picture.
Oh cool.
Yeah.
He's a much different character than normally shows up for Star Wars because
He's a rich kid.
He's not though. He's a rich kid who got cut off.
But he's like the
really
New Republic
cool.
rich kid.
Yeah,
like,
he's Nouveau Riche.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So he's like not. He didn't see stormtroopers storming over mountains and Vader come flying down and all that stuff.
So
you know, by the time that he, you know, Luke had formed a Jedi Academy and the Republic was touring the universe. Picking a planet to be their capital city.
I like that it's ships. I like that it's not the Jedi. I just, you know, I don't know. There's a lot to like there. There's a lot of promise for future stuff.
Well, sure, yeah.
And then if they wanted to tie in to the end of Rebels, wouldn't be too hard.
Oh, you mean with the search for Ezra?
And, yeah.
The search for Ezra Bridger.
Because they can end up there and be like, hey, we need you.
Like, and take characters from Resistance and then
and
do
then
a...
go. And then that's where they were when the inner core exploded, sort of thing. So
when the whole, because, all
you know,
the...
One of the
First
beauty,
Order goes down.
One of the beauty of the things that Ruin did was he made The Last Jedi immediately after...
Right.
The Force Awakens. While I think that was a bad move.
So,
like,
the Resistance takes place right before Force Awakens, though, right?
Yes.
Because the Starkiller base is there. I've seen that much.
Yeah.
And that. So. But, like, how do you get around The Last Jedi is what I'd like to know.
Well,
I mean, it's not explained.
They're not part of, I mean, they're... He's a part of the Resistance, but like nobody else is over there.
Right.
He's a spy.
They're just chilling on their base, their sea base.
But I mean, I know, like, I got to the point where Poe took his Netflix password. I mean, BB-8 back.
Oh,
so
Netflix password, nice. BB-8.
Did you not see me tweet that, like, when it first came out that BB-8's the Netflix password of the Star Wars universe now?
No. R2's the hero and BB-8's the Netflix.
Everybody gets to use BB-8. So.
Well, he's young and he's, you know, agile and that. R2's a little aged. You know, he's been around for about 50 years.
And he's crazy.
So he's the brand new car.
Yeah, he's batshit crazy.
the old Bob Barker Johnny Price is Right. You get a brand new BB-8. On that note.
All right. Well, we'll figure out something to talk about next week that's not quite
random.
So random. We may go random again, because random ones are fun. I always like the random ones.
Random.
All right. Any last words?
Nope.
Not random?
I don't know. I don't have any last words. My words are first words, because they chose to be first and not last.
What do you want on your tombstone?
Pepperoni and cheese.
The InFest podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.